Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, July 30th, and you're listening to the big call. Glad everybody could join us. We're starting a little bit late tonight. I had a call that I was expecting a little earlier that came in late, and it's good because we got some good last-minute intel that I'll share in my intel segment. So glad everybody could join. Let's go ahead and pray the call in. And then we'll go to Sue for what is always an exciting and exhilarating teaching that she has found for us that will edify us and strengthen us in our faith. All right, here we go. Lord God, we just like where we are right now. We like that we are positioned in a good place to receive. Thank you for all you're doing to make this happen and to bring about the circumstances that we need to have happen. Thank you for your provision, for your healing, for everything that you're doing in our lives. We love you and bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, I'm glad you came back on the call when you did.
Hunting around and talking to people we both know.
Yes. No doing that, no. We waited another 5 minutes or so for you. Bob and I were talking about baseball. Baseball being very, very good to me. And that line goes way back, doesn't it, Bob? So let's do this. Sue, this is the time when we both, Bob, you and I, all of us, and everybody on the Big Call and Big Call Universe, looks forward to this teaching, and then we get to comment on it, and we take it from there. So thank you for providing that for us tonight, Sue.
Well, I'm very excited about the energy and the spirit that's involved in this teaching, and I'm going to dedicate it to the pod.
Of course.
To the healing of nature and to everything that matters. An atmosphere of praise. When you're always thanking God for who God is and what God's done, you're going to draw in favor, good breaks, peace, and joy. We're all creating an atmosphere around us by what we're thinking, by what we're saying, and by our attitudes. It's easy to go around being negative. Look at this doctor's report. The traffic is so bad. These people did me wrong. Mm. Whatever you're sending out, you're going to draw in. If you're creating a negative atmosphere, that's going to attract discouragement, defeat, and bad breaks. But when you create an atmosphere of praise, when you're always thanking God for what God's done, you get up in the morning and say, thank you that I'm alive today. Thank you for my beautiful children. Thank you for my great love. Thank you that goodness and mercy are following me. Thank you that I'm surrounded by your love, your blessing, and your favor. Thank you that you've made me invisible to the enemy. Well, that's a good one. That faith-filled atmosphere is going to draw in favor, good breaks, peace, and joy. Pay attention to what kind of atmosphere you're creating. You can't complain and expect to see breakthroughs. You can't go around talking about problems, about how it's not going to work out, about a challenge being too big, or, I'm going to throw this out because it's, or about how people go, and it's still not here yet, and expect your faith-filled miracle to arrive. That negative atmosphere is stopping your victory. The scripture says, God inhabits the praises of his people. He doesn't inhabit complaints, worry, or frustration. Why is this taking so long? There we go. These children are getting on my nerves. That doesn't get God's attention. But when he hears you talking about your greatness, God's greatness, your partner's greatness, your love's greatness, praising, when you could be complaining, declaring that the greatest things have come into your life and you're just so thrilled and you're overjoyed and you're in the cosmic sea of abundance, that's when his promises are going to arrive in your life. His promises are when you're up against giants, thanking him that he's working when nothing is changing. That's when God says, let me step in. Let me fight the battle. Let me make a way. Let me bring promotion, healing, favor, and deep and lasting connection. Let me bring other translations of that scriptures that say, God is enthroned. Oh, that's such a powerful image. Right, Bob? Mm. God is enthroned on our praises. Make a throne, a living throne, that is singing into your body, and seat yourself in the center of your head. Watch what that does for your new reality. When you're full of praise, you're building a throne for God to sit on. Wow, I just made that. When you go through the day grateful, focused on what's right, with a spring in your step, with a smile on your face, and being good to people, that's not just having a good attitude. You're inviting God into your life, into your circumstances, into your emotions. When you're up against challenges that seem too big, dreams that look impossible, you'll be tempted to worry, live stressed, and complain. But the best thing you can do is give God praise. A challenge may be too much for you, but it's not too much for God. David says, magnify the Lord with me. Don't magnify your problems. Magnify God. Thank God for who God is. Thank you that you are the all-powerful creator of the universe. Thank you that you are the great I am. You are my provider, my healer, my protector, my deliverer, my way maker. That's what causes God to show up. It's not begging God and saying, God, you have to do something. It's not complaining. God, it's not fair. It's not worrying and thinking, what am I going to do? That's attracting the wrong things.
Yeah.
Switch over into praise. That's what attracts the most powerful force in the universe. And remember, you heard it. It's an original. Sit on a singing throne of praise, that you exist in a body to praise God and to bring God's kingdom here to earth. That's our teaching for tonight.
That's a beautiful exhortation, Sue, and a beautiful teaching that kind of gives us a lot of imagery to grab onto. And I love it. I thought it was, I love it when, you know, the verse is God inhabits the praises of his people. You know, and we kind of go, what does that mean, inhabits? Well, it means he lives in it. He lives in the praises of his people. And I think that's beautiful. I love the idea of the throne, a throne of praise. Now, when we praise God, we send those up to God, and he receives that praise. That's a beautiful statement and a beautiful image. What I got a lot of this, Sue, was the idea, you know, sometimes we do get in a complaining mode. I try not to get there. I usually don't, but every once in a while I might catch myself starting to complain about something. But what I like about this teaching was, it was as if, see if I can explain this, I was trying to think how to say it. It's as if the way for us to communicate with God, to talk with God, to receive from God, is like an open chamber, an opening that has that is open enough to receive and not be clogged up or stopped up by complaints, by negative thought, by negative thinking, and things that we might say that are inhibiting our prayer life and inhibiting God from hearing our prayers. It could be that it's due to unforgiveness. That'll stop a prayer from going through. Unforgiveness. It could be that we get stopped out. In other words, we get clogged up. That funnel or that, I can't think of the word I want, that opening that we have to God, if we can keep it wide open and communicate by just talking to God and receiving. Remember, we have two ears and one mouth, so we want to be able to hear from God as well as talk to God. We're probably better off listening and hearing and receiving that way. But I just think it's so important to keep that conduit, let's call it, open, and not clogged up with complaints or negative thinking. But I think that's what we can do to make sure that conduit is completely open and clear, and that way we can talk to God and communicate what it is that we want. The Bible says, so far or hitherto, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Well, if we want our joy to be full, we need to ask, or in our case, we usually use the term speak things that are not as though they were. Speak things into existence when we pray. We speak things that we would like to see happen. Like the blessing coming in for all of us to receive. That's what we all want, and that's what we're going to receive. But I think the more we do that without complaining about it, you know, the more God is going to fulfill that blessing and bring that blessing to us. I thought that was a really good teaching, Sue, and I'm probably forgetting some things, but I really like the idea that we can stop our whining and moaning and complaining and stuff and just praise God and see things happen. See things happen. And we want to speak things into existence, even if they're not here right now, because we're speaking them by faith. And that is the most important thing that God wants to hear from us, is our faith. It really is. That's what God wants from us. You know, that's really what pleases God. So thank you, Sue. That was a really cool teaching. I really enjoyed it. It clarified some things for me. Bob, what did that teaching say to you, and did you get something out of it?
Yeah, it was really beautiful, and thank you, Bruce. So I get to listen to the teaching and then your comments, and each thing I started to think about, as I would think of it, the next thing I knew, that was the next part of the teaching.
Okay.
So cool.
Like, yeah, teaching to say this, and my mind would go, oh, that's beautiful. This is how it feels. And then, boom, there was the next part.
That's good. So that's good, man.
My mind was cluttered with premature cognitive commitments. But I love the whole concept of the atmosphere of praise. It's like, spread our arms apart and sing praises and have gratitude, and knowing that this atmosphere of praise and gratitude is so good for us. It's so healthy for us to be able to have the right heartbeat, the right balance of hormones in our body, because we're feeling loving as opposed to stressed. And as Sue was saying, we can draw into us, you know, what we choose. And in fact, you know, each possibility that we're trying to draw in is already there, plus many, many other possibilities. And, you know, our choices, the energy we put behind those choices, our overall attitude, you know, towards God, this is what makes the selection for us. Combine those together, and your selection is made from the smorgasbord. And I also was thinking about, you know, getting up in the morning when Sue was talking about songs of praise. I was like,
right,
what if we could just wake up in the morning and be like, all right, up and at 'em, this is a great morning, and I'm going to sing a song of praise to God, and I sing another song that's filled with gratitude, and just realize that God is everything. The entirety of the energy that animates the whole universe is God's energy. And because he's all-powerful, he can make anything that he wants. And he made us.
That's right, Bob. That's so good. He can make anything that he wants, and he has made everything. And we're part of his workmanship.
And we're not separate from that power either.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
So, Sue, thank you, Bob. That was really good. I love that. So, what do you think, Sue? This was a pretty good teaching. I liked it a lot. I think Bob did, too. And what did you think of it? And what did you gain from it?
I'm getting nuanced. I'm getting nuanced understanding of it. And what I really loved is how I was having spontaneous images, and they've been coming up. And so when you wake up in the morning, remember, God is inside of you, all around you, but it's also God is, you know, looking at you. You're a part of God. What if you could, before you even open your eyes, you could feel that the whole room you were in was sparkling and alive, especially for people on this call, and praising you. Imagine you were waking up to a universe that was praising you for being here at this time, and who you are and your faith and who you're going to be. And then you sang it back. You felt and you were singing praises for everything in your life, for the things that you're fascinated by, for the people that you love, for whatever you're feeling. And then I also noticed one of the things that I've had to really nuance in myself, and people that are healers are going to recognize this. Sometimes if we listen to this and we get this very clear picture of how we're supposed to be, and we're going through something, and we don't feel like praising, or we're feeling scared, or we're not like right on the beat. Here's a nice way to take this teaching. Imagine soft praise, really tender praise for accepting where you are. So the transition is, if you're not feeling great right now, imagine a really loving, gentle being of God. The praise of God was wrapping you for having that experience so you could accept it. So many people struggle with not accepting what they're feeling, what they're experiencing. You don't go from, oh, I'm just going to force praise. That doesn't work. That's a form of suppression. That's a form of suppression. But if you could blanket it in a praise of, I welcome you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for what you're showing me. And then, as you accept it, it turns into, oh, the praise I have for the courage, the love, the incredible, what's the word I'm looking for? The incredible permission I have to be one with everything, one with my pain, one with my good, one with my light, my dark, whatever, and wrap that in praise and tenderness and love. So there's soft praise, and then, you know, you can tell, my favorite is the exuberant, full joy, ecstatic praise. But there are times when it has to be softer and is listening, like you were saying, Bruce, you know, listening to God and feeling like a really soft, intimate praise, and then a very, I think, you know, using both. One's quiet and one's more sitting on your throne, letting all the forms of praise wrap around you, and realizing you deserve praise. You are worthy of God's praise. Not just praising God, you're worthy to receive God's praise. And the more you let that in, the more you're going to praise God. So that's my contribution for tonight.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sue, sometimes when we just get quiet and we, you know, we get silent, we can hear the still small voice of God. Because it doesn't come in blaring or clanging like a big cymbal. It comes in softly. And so I think we need to attune our spirit to receive that version of God's voice. And thank you for your comments. I appreciate that. It's really good. Now, when we transition from here, from that type of a teaching, and we go to praise reports on a Tuesday night.
Right.
Question is,
on another,
what? Yeah, you got to find that. What day is today? In terms
Tuesday.
Of what are we supposed to celebrate? Yes, what do we celebrate? And what has Jeannie sent us that we need to learn about as far as other names for today or tomorrow or Thursday? Always interesting to see what she brings. Have we heard anything from Pastor Scott, Sue?
No. No. And so we're just going to hold a powerful, deep, hand on heart prayer for Pastor Scott, and just know that the whole Big Call community is surrounding him in prayer and calling him back into our, into his healing and into our hearts.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Jeannie has Share a Hug Day.
Oh, I like Share a Hug.
7/30/24. Share a Hug Day is celebrated every year in the United States on July 30th. The idea behind it is to let the people close to you know that you love and appreciate them by hugging them. Take notes, everyone. Anytime is a great time to share a hug with someone willing to receive or give one. Mm-hmm. National Avocado Day, Wednesday, 7/31/24. The avocado is a food without rival among the fruits, the veritable fruit of paradise. Oh, that's so true. God, avocados are so good. Bob, have you ever had fried avocados? I know you probably don't, but it, probably there's a way to do it, but oh my God, they're so good. Virtue of the day. You have?
No, I haven't had fried avocado, but I've had a fried Snickers bar.
You got Bob, I'm not kidding. Go find it. It's like the best thing you've ever, because it's not really fried. It's, but anyway, go find it. Everyone.
It's more sauteed.
Virtue of the
it's more sauteed than fried.
Fried Snicker bar. Wow. That's intense. That's amazing. I know. Virtue of the day, rest. The virtue of rest involves taking a break from the activities of life that wear us out and grind us down to give God a chance to fill us up and build us up. Through rest, you make space in your life for more meaningful activities by taking a break from the less meaningful, mundane activity of your life. Okay. Yeah. The hand of God feeds us. He answers all our needs. Psalm 145:16. If we believe that, then we recognize the gifts of God in answer to our prayers as sufficient for us, rather than to question when we don't get the answer we want. We praise God today and every day for God's love, kindness, compassion, and especially this RV blessing. All the leaders, all the listeners, and the Big Call platform. May God bless everyone on this Big Call, the leaders and the listeners, with health, love, faith, and joy. Praying that Pastor Scott is feeling better. Hope to hear his update. Everyone have a blessed week, and hope and pray we get the 800 number so we may start the RV blessing process this week before August 1st. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. I don't know about before August 1st, but maybe on. Sue, have you ever fried up bologna that fell from the ceiling?
Say what again?
Have you ever fried up bologna that fell from the ceiling?
Well, I've told you about bologna on the ceiling, so I don't know about fried up bologna that fell on the ceiling.
From the ceiling. Do you know what bologna, fried bologna, is called? A Mexican hat. A Mexican hat. We had it. We had it in elementary school. They do a fried bologna and would puff up in the middle and be like a Mexican sombrero, mini sombrerito. Yeah, that was pretty cool, yeah. I was trying to make a funny about bologna falling from the ceiling, but it obviously did not go through.
Did not land.
No, it didn't land in the
fried
pan.
It felt like a rock.
It was better than that now.
No.
Well,
not really. Sorry.
Not really. No. Okay.
But the attempt was like 100%. How's that?
The attempt was there.
The intention behind it, yeah.
Yeah, the intention was good. So that's pretty good. Jeannie, thank you for those. And I like share a hug day. That's really good. Give a hug, receive a hug. Yeah, that's good. Any other praise reports for tonight, Sue?
Nope. That's it for our praise reports.
Okay.
Nice and consolidated.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I can comment on what Jeannie commented on in the Intel segment, so we'll do that. We've got a lot to praise God about. We've got a lot to be thankful for. And as you guys all know, even our very lives, the very air that we breathe, all of that, as the song goes. So, Sue, now we segue into your segment. So tell us what you would like to share with us tonight. And bring anything that you'd like for us.
I'm going to celebrate if I can find it and get it all queued up, because I just had the inspiration to do it. I'm going to celebrate what a powerful time this is to praise God for raising your standards on letting go of fear-based attention. Why am I saying that? A colleague this morning sent me a piece of information. I'm not going to cite who it is, but it was so loaded. The language, it was all about the sweeping changes that were coming, that this was going to happen and that was going to happen. It was so sensationalized that I decided to write an article. I'm gonna see if I can just give a little taste of it. The effects of fear-based journalism and how to immunize your partnerships for optimal response to a world in flux. And I got kind of, it was triggering for me, because I looked at this journalist who's positioned to, you know, help people move into the new, help people, you know, move beyond the past. And all she was doing is tying people, like literally, like, okay, I'm going to hook you with this content. And this is what I wrote. Fear is a powerful emotion that has a profound impact on our brain and behavior. It's often called fear-based journalism, is often referred to as fear porn, and it leverages this emotion to hook readers and keep them engaged. The reason that this happens, everybody, is that when we encounter threatening stimuli, the amygdala, the fear center in your brain, triggers a fight or flight response. And the part that people may not know on the call, and this is why I'm telling you about it, is when you're in this kind of, oh, I'm going to read this because it looks like, it hooks you. Just pay attention. Is it something like, everything is going to burn down. All the lights are going to be turned off. I mean, one time read it, but why are you reading stuff like that when you're putting your body in a low-grade stress response, sometimes heightened stress response? This activation leads to heightened arousal and attention, making it more likely that we will focus on and remember the fearful content. There was a researcher by the name of Ledoux in 1996, and he pointed out that by presenting information in a way that emphasizes threats or dangers, media outlets, up until now, I'm educating you that when you're hooking into that, you're feeding fear back into the system. And they know this. It's like feeding, you know, when you go to a restaurant, they're putting sugar in your food that you don't know about it. Journalists are doing this because right now they have to make money, they have to get hits, they have to get views. But this tactic keeps readers engaged by encouraging them, almost addicting them. Why is it called fear porn? Because people are used to getting that little hit of adrenaline, that little hit of fear. What I'm going to ask everybody to do is become aware. It's not hiding your head in the sand, but just train yourself for the next week on what grabs your attention. And if something stimulates you, like is sensational, just pay attention to that and say, do I really need to have my nervous system shocked? Do I really need to get a jolt? Or can I train myself to explore it, but then go to peace? These are really important little micro habits that you can do to help change your conditioning. So when you get into a team meeting or you are doing whatever you have to do, or you're with somebody and you've got to say to them, hey, stop sending me this. Let's not do that so much anymore. I'm not going to look at it. That's a really powerful act of saying no to the old energy. So if that's something you can use, please use it. But what it's going to do is it's going to create more space for the beautiful, for the praise. You can know, it's not hiding your head in the sand. You can know about things, but if you have a tendency to ask your friends, send things that are like, whoa, this is going to happen, or worry, or fear, or this may not happen. It's rampant. It's so rampant how people want to hook with worry or fear or doubt. That's like low-hanging fruit. It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
It's like it makes you, you know what it does? Here's what you're doing when you say no to that. What you're doing is you're saying no to the lower level conventional emotions that have kept everybody gathered together so that they can survive. And you're saying, you know what? I'm going to go into the thriving pool. I can be aware of everything, but I'm not going to put my attention on worry, on fear, on doubt, on this low-level stuff. That's the only way the world is going to get better. So think about if you might want to practice that. And I'm just going to read a quick note and then give a shout-out to the pod. This is coming from a woman, Bruce, Bob, and everyone, who is in the middle of our current course, Sacred Habits. Hi, Sue. Just a quick note, as I realize I take up too much of your time. A heartfelt thank you for allowing me to be part of the pod with people that are far more advanced than I. I don't know what she's been drinking. She's an organizational person and just the most. What? I wrote her back. Your meditation, your teaching, and Judy's prayer are just more and more powerful each time. I have a lot to learn and many new habits to launch and incorporate. Honestly, I never think about the 800s or the money part of things, but want only to serve God and my loving family. As I said, I have much to learn, and I'm beyond blessed to have been guided to you and the pod. Thank you. With deep appreciation. I'm not going to even use her name. So, if you are somebody that's listening to this, and you want to have a sense of being part of a community that is so loving, harmonious, lit up, and joy-filled, and they're practicing how to walk through this transition very mindfully. And when I say mindfully, it's with real deep awareness of Christ and very deep engagement. It's like your optimal feeling of being really present to yourself, to your family, and to your future, and then knowing, what do I need to know as soon as I leave the Redemption Center? What am I going to be doing? What am I going to actually act on? What are the steps that I need to know so that it's not just this linear task thing, but my whole body, my whole heart, my whole being is excited. And every day I can listen to one. I would listen to one recording, two recordings a week. But by listening to the meditation every day that goes with that recording, you're going to be practicing this new version of you, this version that is filled with Christ light, this version that has people that were stressed out, health problems, all that, and they write in and they say, I go to these meditations and these classes to charge me up, to connect me to my larger self, to get me into the heart of why I came at this time on the planet. So if you're somebody that is like cluttered in their mind and you're confused, or you want to be grounded in a very engaged, balanced, centered, and joyful place, please send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300. And we will get that out to you if you put your name, your telephone number, and Cash App. That you will get Cash App, or if you have Cash App, all you have to do is call Cash App. They pick up in literally 20 seconds, and they will walk you through, okay, this is what you have to do. There's no doing it by yourself and getting frustrated. It's so amazing. They're like the customer service model of the world. I'm not kidding. And you just get Cash App and send it, we'll respond to you, and you'll be getting the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And the thing to think of it as, it comes in a digital form, but there on your computer, when I say digital, it's the calls, or, you know, you're going to get the five calls, which are a $550 value for $300. And what you're going to have is a peer that has been an executive coach for over 30 years walking you through. That's not a banker. That's not somebody that's soliciting anything. It's somebody that has been fortunate enough to be next to Bruce and, of course, Bob and a bunch of other people, and knows the terrain and is going to help you walk through it for one reason: your highest well-being and fulfillment. Not like telling you what to do, like a, you know, leadership, this or that. Leadership is there. But leadership, so the new leadership, that's going to let you be at your best, not giving yourself or losing yourself to your projects and busyness. That's the difference. So if that appeals to you, all you have to do is send us an email, and the Golden Wisdom Bundle will be sitting there in your space, acting as a beacon for you to go through the next year. It's at least a year or worth a year or 3 years in the skills, in the attitudes, and especially with the meditations that we do that will rewire what you think you're capable of. So please take advantage of it, and thank you to all the pod, and thank you to all that have contributed, especially you, Bruce. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's a good explanation of the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and I highly recommend that everybody that doesn't have it, go ahead, get it. Send Sue that email tonight. Right after the Intel segment would be the best time to do it. All right, Sue, thank you very much. And Bob, this is the time we've got a sale going on. We always have some pretty cool testimonials. And sometimes we've got some new research that you can share with us. So what is it going to be tonight? Do we get a little of everything?
Yes, we do have some testimonials, new ones that just came in. And I have an update on our Myotrol, and I'll tell people about the sale that we have going on.
All right.
And I'll start with the update on Myotrol for people that are waiting for it, getting really close. The manufacturer finished putting all of the liquid into the gel caps. They are now finished curing, and they've had samples sent out for testing. And they are planning on putting those gel caps, after they're sorted for quality assurance, they're going to put them into jars late this week. And then they need to get them packaged up and sent across the country in a refrigerated truck, which will take about 5 days. And so if all goes well, we're looking for sometime around the 10th of August, which is 10 days from now, that we'll have our next order of Myotrol, and we should have plenty for everybody at that point. And we'll be sending out an email to everyone as soon as it arrives, letting you know. And that's that part. And we do have a few testimonials that came in also. This is from a person who uses the Total Health System with the probiotics. And they gave us a 5-star review just about 24 hours ago. It says, I've been involved with Boomers for about a year. My routine each evening is getting my barley, Boomer Boost, lignans, and probiotics measured and put into the mixer bottle. Step two is to put my Boomer tablets into a container ready to take in the morning. After taking it in the morning, I feel healthy and less tired. And not tired, especially in the afternoon. I am happy that I found Boomers. That was a good testimony.
That's a really good one, Bob. And that's a routine that I think a lot of us do. You know, we put our premium probiotics, our ligands, our Boomer Boost and barley in our shaker bottle, ready to add water in the morning. And then we take our supplements and put them in a little ramekin. And, that's a pretty good routine, I think, right there.
Yeah, I've got another one that's about the collagen. It says, I take most of the Boomer products, and I love the collagen. I mix it with almond milk every evening, and my hair is thicker, and my nails are stronger. And then we got another one about our digestive enzymes. This lady says, this works if you have an issue with food that is hard to digest. It really works. I don't have to say anything else. And I am taking it, and I know that it works. And, you know, it's interesting because we get that quite often about the digestive enzymes. They're a little bit of an enigma, and people can just feel that it's really working.
Okay,
and
yeah.
You just take one or two with your meals. You don't have to take it with every meal, depending on what you're eating, if it's very light and easy for you to digest. But as we age, we need help with digestion because we make less stomach acid, less digestive enzymes, and the food can sit kind of half digested in our stomach. And when it tries to drop down into our small intestine, sometimes it gets pushed back up because it's not really quite digested. And some people end up having to take medication for this kind of thing. And if you simply had a little bit of a boost from a digestive enzyme, you could avoid all of that altogether. And I don't know how many people it is at this point, Bruce, that have used our digestive enzymes. It's over 1,000 different people. And every one of them says the same thing.
Oh, wow.
That it just simply works. And, you know, Larry, who is the co-founder of Boomers, he takes almost all of the products that we have. And the digestive enzymes are his favorite product. He says that those digestive enzymes are like a miracle pill from God. And it's not something he really can put his finger on and tell you. He just knows what he felt like before and what he feels like with taking the enzymes. It's really quite amazing. But the sale that we have going on right now is the best sale of the year for the products that we have on sale. Bruce, this is a 50% off sale. And some of the products that are on sale because of that 50% off are actually less than $15. And one that that people really, really like, especially women who are going through menopause, is our flax lignans is on sale. And for that to be, you know, half price is really quite amazing. This is a product that is it's a one-off product. It's these particular lignans are only made in one place, and they work so well that it's really rare when we would put them on sale. And we are putting them on sale. We just got word that another whole batch of these lignans got sent over to be put in jars up in Canada, and we're going to get a whole bunch of them. And so we're like, great, they made them again. These are not the kind of products that you can count on getting a supply of every year. And they nutrient stabilize them really well so that they end up having a half-life of over 4 years. They're really, really well taken care of. And it's a good thing because they're not easy to make, and you can't always get them. But right now we do have enough, and we have more coming. And so for a very rare situation, we put them on sale. And the other things on, Bruce, that are on this 50% off sale, it means you don't have to buy one to get the second one free. Even if you just want to buy one, it's half off. Mm-hmm. And our resveratrol and ashwagandha are on mm-hmm. sale. And the Goodnight formula is down below $15. The vitamin B complex, the olive leaf extract, which is really great for your immune system and your heart. And, of course, people know the importance of magnesium, and that is half off right now as well.
It's terrific. Yep.
Yep, probably magnesium go on with for the next five mm-hmm. or 6 days. We'll probably have it on sale at that price.
Right.
And, that's about it. That's what I have for tonight. And the time is 10, looks like it's 10:09.
10:09, all right.
Let's see what it says. Yep, it's 10:10.
Thank you, Bob. 10:10, okay.
Yep.
Good. Thank you, Bob. That's excellent. You know, I took advantage of the sale today. And Stephanie was helping out and doing a great job. We knocked it out quickly. I knew exactly what I wanted. Told her in probably 15 seconds was done. If that. Because I knew what I wanted. I said, do it. Three of each, all of them. Boom, go. She did.
Great.
And that was the way to go. You know, it's just really what I did. So I love the fact the Goodnight formula is one of the items because, man, if you have trouble sleeping, Goodnight formula is just a remarkable formula that works great. And I take it every night, and I love it. It's really, really good. And, of course, I told you guys many times that I have really good dreams when I take it. Sometimes two, three, even four dream sequences per night. And usually I remember my dreams pretty well the next day. So I like that. I like that about it. But I like the fact that I can get to sleep. You take it about an hour before you're ready to go to sleep. That's the key. Take it about an hour before you're ready to sleep. Bob, thank you for that. That was excellent. And I appreciate that. Let's talk about let's talk about where we are on an Intel point of view. I told you guys I was late to the call tonight because I was getting some last-minute Intel that fortunately came in, but I was a little bit late getting on the call, like 10 minutes late to get there. But it's okay. It's good. So what's been happening is we have been looking forward, I believe on Tuesday night, I knew we were getting close to the end of the month. And when that happens, like it did this week, because we're so close to the end of the month, tomorrow's the last day of the month, 31st, Wednesday. I said, okay, here we go. We're more than likely going to get notifications and possibly start on the 1st of August. Well, that is pretty much what we're getting right now. The thing that there was sort of a last minute, I don't know how last minute it was. It was something that was holding this up. Evidently, there were five small banks in Iraq that were still exchanging with Iran in USD, fiat currency. And you guys know that the fiat dollar is basically dead everywhere except here in the United States. Canada's not using it. Mexico's not using it. Vietnam's not using it. And Iraq is not supposed to be using it. So, as the fiat dollar, our current fiat dollar, is being taken to an absolute minimum. They're collecting and trying to eliminate banks that are using it. And there were five small banks in Iraq that were doing this, trading essentially with Iran. And the Treasury consolidated those five banks into one entity and took it over, so to speak, so that wouldn't happen anymore. That was an issue that was solved in the last couple of days. So that's fairly recent. The other information is that today some of the bankers and some of the, let's call them paymasters that are tied in with Wells Fargo and HSBC and Bank of America were working to get the information consolidated and working to basically get everything finished. For example, a meeting today that was supposed to go 3.5 hours went 5.5 hours. And that was some of the information that I got late. And it just looks like everything was, you know, this has been a situation the last couple of days where we should have had, you know, results. And that we heard even, what day was it, Friday night? And I think even last night, Monday night, they were staying up late to try to get everything lined up, everything ready to go, so that this could happen now. Well, it ends up that, let's see, where are we going with this one? It ends up that the meetings have finally, it appears, have come to an end. There are emails that have gone out to some of the paymasters that are involved in bonds and paying out their bondholders that they're working with. And we know that, you know, they're waiting for four emails to come out. One from Wells, one from Bank of America, one from HSBC, and an email from Treasury. Well, the last day or so, they got the emails from each bank, but not from Treasury. And so the one from Treasury was to give the so-called green light to let us know when we're going to be notified. Well, it's so strange because we had confirmation on the bank emails, and that was all good, but where is the Treasury email? Well, we finally got confirmation that the Treasury email did come out, not at the prescribed time, but about 3 hours later tonight. And now the whole thing is, okay, we've got that. Now we understood that some of the paymasters were going to be able to receive that email and be able to key in their, let's call it passcode and ID, and then they would be able to fund their bondholders' monies, because we knew the money was moving around and was ready to be utilized and moved into these accounts. And it was money moving in to the banks for our accounts, for exchanges, for 4B. So where that went was all four emails were finally received, but when certain paymasters entered their passcode and ID, it ends up they got a spinning icon on their screen. In other words, you ever notice how sometimes a computer just, or a YouTube just seems to just stop, pause, and you kind of go, what happened? You know, why isn't it rolling? Why aren't we playing? Why isn't this YouTube playing? And it's just giving you this rolling circle of nothingness. Well, that is where we are right now. And the paymasters were told, just leave it on. Don't monkey with it. Leave it alone and let it, I don't know, let it resolve in the morning is the theory. It should resolve in the morning. Now, why am I bringing all this minutia up? Because when that does happen, that is our green light. Now, we can say that we have the green light from Treasury, but until that information gets loaded in, no funds can move to those bond holders' accounts. Now, we need for this to go, and we are kind of the most important part of all this happening, because when we get started, okay, when we, hold on a minute, I might have to take this 1 second. I'll complete that thought in a minute, you guys, hold on.
Bob. Yes, Bob's not
Sue?
There. Bob, are you?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let me finish that thought, you guys. As I get my brain right. Okay, so when they get this icon, let's call it spinning circle, to clear, it's going to be good because it's going to tell us that we have the green light and we're ready to move forward. What we're hearing from these paymasters is everything is complete, everything is ready with Iraq. They got that problem solved, that I mentioned, and it's ready to move. We're ready to move forward. Now, we're being told that we should either get notified tomorrow, which is the last day of the month, Wednesday, and start exchanges on Thursday, the 1st of August, or we'll get notified Thursday morning and get started Thursday. Either way, we win. But this is interesting that we're getting down to the wire. We've got good information that's saying that it's ready to go. The green light has been sent from Treasury. And now we just need for the paymasters to move funds. And I remember the thought I had. Here was the thought. By us going in for our exchanges and our redemption of Zim, we are hydrating the banks. When we exchange and put money into these accounts that we are opening, not the Quantum account, but the actual Wells Fargo primary account, I've called it, right? When we do that, we're beginning to hydrate the banks, because some of the banks are essentially almost bankrupt. they don't have the funds. We're going to rehydrate those banks. And remember, the people that are redeeming us and exchanging our currencies, they also pick up 0.025%. 0.025% of the transaction. The bank also picks up 0.025%. That actually turns into some real money. That low, tiny percentage of 0.025% will turn into real money. So by us doing that and going in, especially with Zim, but with other currencies as well, with Zim, it will really begin to stabilize the banks. And that's a very, very positive aspect for us to see that going there. Now, what else is going on? Again, it looks like we should get notified tomorrow, and if not, we should get notified Thursday morning and start Thursday. So be prepared for that. This should be a really good end of the week, first part of August. I told you guys we should have R&R, Restitution and Reclamation Allowance, in the first week of August. And that is going to be great. So, and that applies to people that are 28 years of age and older. Now, if you're already getting Social Security or you're 60 and older, 62 and older getting Social Security, you'll get that in the same bank account where your Social Security is being direct deposited. Okay, so that's something to look for in the first week of August. So, I don't think there's a whole lot else that we need to talk about. You know, we know that they plan to offer us the contract rate on the dinar that we have if you are a U.S. citizen. Okay? And that's really a very good thing. Let's talk for a minute about what Sue is offering. This is the best time to go ahead and take advantage and get the Golden Wisdom Bundle, because these are the recordings of 5 different courses with 20 classes that are about an hour and a half each in length. And it's a fantastic grouping, as Sue refers to it as the pod, of group interaction on the call as she teaches, and they get information from each other and from Sue, and it's really a great class that you can benefit from for weeks and months, well into your first year or so of your experience stepping into the new paradigm. So, highly recommend you get it. It's really priced right. It was a $550 value. It's only $300. And you can get it by sending Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just indicate in your email that your name and your cell phone number, and that you have Cash App, or you can get Cash App. And then she'll send that out to you. And it's all coming by email, like I said, and you should be able to fully listen to that and enjoy that at your own pace. She recommends 1, maybe 2 classes a week listening. It just depends on you and how much you want to listen to at a time. So that's a really good way to prepare for what we're going into. When we get out of the Redemption Center, what now? What is next? So I highly recommend that you get it and enjoy it. and it should be a super benefit to you. The only other thing beyond that, take advantage of Bob's sale on those 7 products. Go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you get on our homepage, our landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. You want to click on it and then go right into Bob's website. It's a direct link to Bob's site. So you can get there and see all the products that are on sale are right there on his front page. And it's a great opportunity to take advantage of the sale at 50% off. Up to three of each product. There are 7 products, and you can take advantage of those like I did today. All 7, got 3 of each, and it really was the way to go.
Hey, Bruce.
Yes, Bob, please.
Yeah, there's just one other thing I wanted to let people know about. Anybody that's been thinking about getting one of the circulation mats,
yeah.
The company that makes them is raising the price at the end of tomorrow. So, first, they're raising the price. And so if you've been thinking about getting a circulation mat, you want to give a call to the office tomorrow and get a hold of Ann so she can help you with that before the prices go up. We've been getting a lot of people calling, talking, thinking about it, and Ann's been busy on the phones. But if you want to get it before the price increase, call tomorrow as soon as you can.
Okay, call tomorrow morning would be good. Get in there, ask for Ann, and make sure that you can take advantage of that. And take advantage of that knowing that we're this close to receiving the blessing that we've been looking for. And I'm excited about it. Guys, we have been close before, as you know. But this is a great opportunity to take advantage of this now, like the circulation mat, like Bob said. And so let's just, I'm hearing strange noises in the night over here. So let's just stay on it and take advantage of the sale, take advantage of what Sue has to offer. And obviously the circulation mat is a great item to have. So do that, take advantage of that. And let's do this. I'd like to go ahead and thank everybody. I'd like to thank Sue and Bob, my co-hosts. I'd like to thank GCK, Pastor Scott, continued healing for you. And Big Call Universe all over, and the SAT team that gets the call out to so many different countries and so many different listeners around the globe, thank you. So let's do this. I'm excited about the next couple of days, so let's do this. Let's pray the call out and see. Let's see when the emails hit. Whether it's tomorrow, whether it's Thursday, either way, we win. So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just want to thank you so much and keep that conduit of communication with you wide open, so that when we pray and we speak things that are not as though they were, you hear us. You hear our very heart. And thank you for what you've provided us with as Jehovah Jireh, God our healer, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Tzidkenu, God our banner. Everything that you do for us, we are fully appreciative of, and we love you and thank you and praise your name. So bring about this blessing to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that you would give into our bosom that we could give out and give again. Let us be great stewards of this moving forward, and let our projects that everyone has come into fruition, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Big Call Universe. And we will be in touch with you by email after this goes. So everybody have a great night, a great weekend, and let's keep an eye on our emails. God bless you.